crazy adventure.
Gary and Edgar.
Yeah, g'day. The tour continues. Of course, yes, they're in Sydney today. They're lucky buggers out of Dubbo.
Dubbo. Mm. Well, no, actually what is lucky is that we have the only person with a hotline to Kensington Palace where we can speak to our correspondent, the one and only there. Prince Charles. Hello, sir.
Hello, Robin Bailey, and hello to you, Marta Moonran, and to you, Ben Wood. Congratulations to Brenda on the arrival of his child, because I am expecting my fourth grandchild. It's a wonderful time for everybody, all concerned. Hello and good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You have been to Dubbo, because that's where they're heading today.
Yes, I remember when I was in Australia in 1983 with Princess Diana, and we were touring around. They took us to Dubbo. I've never been to a more godforsaken place in all of my life. I mean, the upside for me, the best thing about Dubbo is the road out of Dubbo. But I felt sorry for the animals. We were taken to the Dubbo Zoo, open range zoo, and I thought, just imagine a lion being in Dubbo, thinking I was once in the great Zambezi, and now I'm in Dubbo.
There's some rumours flying around, and they always do, about the wonderful Prince Harry, that maybe he's not your son. Have you ever had to respond to these?
Well, of course, there's been DNA tests done, and he's my son. Every family, though, and of course you Australians would know more than most, has a wrangler throwback. All of a sudden, just one breaks away, and you've got a wrangler with white eyebrows, and you think, well, where did that come from? Is it the milkman's? But no, people always allude to the fact that James Stewart and Diana were doing it, but no, Harry's mine. He's just a genetic munter.
Well, just look at the bald patch, sir. It's a similar one to yours and William's. That would kind of...
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. It's like a footprint or a fingerprint. You look at that, the pattern baldness, and he's got that from his dear old dad, me, Charlie, the chuck swipe. Mm.
So, Charles, we just want to know, because you kind of understand the whole royal protocol when you're on tour.
Of course I do.
Yeah, right. We saw Meghan and Harry being handed gifts, and then we saw those gifts whisked away. What actually happens?
Well, there's a great repository of gifts at Buckingham Palace. There's a gift room, because wherever we go, we're given gifts. And you Australians always give us stuffed koalas and kangaroos and a cobra hat. And what we do is we take them home and we give them to the poor. If you go to Birmingham, nearly every homeless person is holding a koala and wearing an akubra. It's fascinating to see.
So just one last one, and I hope this doesn't stir up any tears or anything, but last night on the news, they indicated that Meghan was wearing the same, well, you have a listen to this if you can, sir.
Meghan wore a pair of butterfly earrings first worn by Diana on her 1986 tour of Canada.
Was she given them or did she steal them?
Well, first of all, any time I come on your show, you remind me of my dearly departed wife.
Yes.
I mean, why don't you just remind me again that Princess Di died, for goodness sake.
Oh, sorry.
But I'll say this about Meghan. Yes. She's a light-fingered tea leaf. She just pinched them. I'll be having a chat to her. Bloody Americans.
All Aussie Adventures.
Gary and Meghan.